For beginners on the path for whom duality still is very relevant, and one puts one's faith in the reality of self and the other as being distinctive to one another. For such surrendering into the objective, the other, the Buddha, endowed with all of the qualities, the Dhamma, that personifies the truth, and then the Sangha that stands as the example of those who have traversed the path and are on the progressive path of realization. And these three heavy and fully embodied qualities, to these one then takes refuge as an ordinary person. But for those who have been on the path of the learning and through cultivating the wisdom of hearing, contemplating, and meditating and engaging in the wisdom of the Dhamma, for those who have been fortunate in having received the teachings, this refuge needs to be understood as surrendering into the innate, three rare and the sublime qualities. Taking refuge into the Buddha, just as you have read in the supplication recalling the qualities of the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha, all the qualities that you have counted and read as the qualities of the Buddha are the qualities of your own inherent mind. And therefore, as we spoke about, as Longchenpa's homage itself states, you are the one under the Bodhi tree. You are the one, your own nature of mind, untainted and unstained by all deceptive habitual tendencies and misconceptions. The pristine natural nature is fully endowed with all the qualities of the Buddha. Recalling, therefore, the qualities of the Buddha is not recalling anything other. It is simply recalling your own self to your own fundamental nature, into whom you then surrender. And if you abide inseparably, that would be taking refuge into the Buddha. Therefore, refuge into the Buddha is taking refuge into the inherent pure nature. Likewise, the sublime Dhamma, from the essential perspective, is being able to arise within the truth, the fundamental truth. Therefore, externally, as you take refuge into the sublime Dhamma, internally, when one arouses steadfast, remaining within this arisen truth, and the view of the truth encompasses all forms, sounds, and thoughts, that moment one takes refuge into the Dhamma. And that which brings about the quality of surrenderance into the inherent nature, the Buddha, and the truth, the Dhamma, is the Sangha, which is one's own awareness. There is no Sangha external. Sangha is simply the permeating, uninterrupted stream of awareness. And therefore, when this awareness is uninterrupted, is pervasive, one is taking refuge into the Sangha. Therefore, in accordance to one's own potential, for as long as duality arises, taking refuge into the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha as the object of refuge, recalling all their qualities and generating the aspiration to one day fully embody those qualities, realize those qualities. But for mature practitioners, simply abiding within the inherent nature, allowing whatever arises to be met within the view of the absolute truth, and this brought about by the permeating uninterrupted awareness, and abiding within this awareness is then fully surrendering into the essential refuge. That is the Buddha, that is the Dhamma, and this is the Sangha. Meditators need to rest within this. This is what is practice, this is what is meditation. And in resting within this, one will be able to formulate the meditation that is required to traverse the path into absolute realization. May through engaging in refuge in this way, may I be able to then bring about the liberation and freedom from suffering of all sentient beings, generating bodhicitta in all moments. While the intrinsic mind rests within the surrenderance of the refuge, for as long as movements occur and one's physical movement performs actions, transform that action into an act of kindness. For as long as movement of speech needs to be continued, may all movements of sound be imbued with the fragrance of loving kindness and compassion. May whatever the mind, if it needs to think and creates a momentum of mental activities, may all such mental activities carry the fragrance of altruism, genuine compassion. May body, speech, and mind be less and less tainted by self-cherishing, and may it be able to carry the wisdom and the fragrance of genuine kindness and compassion for all sentient beings. It is only through bringing together refuge and bodhicitta that one is able to truly bring the fruition of this precious human birth. And in the face of impermanence, one is able to nevertheless bring about the basis of genuine happiness and liberation for oneself and the others. It is this capacity and quality that one is endowed with, and therefore filling one's mind with joyfulness in knowing that for oneself one can surrender into refuge, for the others one can generate bodhicitta, and thereby accumulating both the means of self and the others.